You may not know this, but your car could be monitoring your driving habits. In a recent vehicular homicide case in Florida, the star witness was not a person. It was a hidden device that recorded the speed of a Pontiac Trans Am moments before a fatal accident. Defense attorneys argued that the driver never exceeded 50 miles per hour, but the device showed his speed was actually 103 miles per hour. So-called black boxes, they're actually silver, are similar to the flight data recorders used on airplanes. They're in tens of millions of vehicles in the United States, and they're turning up in courtrooms across the country. Chubba Chetta, editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine, says cars already have computers that control the engine and activate the airbags.
If we simply add a little bit of memory to each of these computers, and that's what's been done now, then after a car is turned off or crashed, you can go back and read what these sensors were telling the computers in a time period before the crash. Could go back 30 seconds or even a couple of minutes.
How reliable is this information?
It's quite reliable. I don't think these sensors lie very much, and the information is recorded accurately, but you would still need to interpret it. For example, when you look at the throttle position, or in other words, how far you have the accelerator depressed on your car. A lot of people go down the road and they're constantly making adjustments with accelerator position as they're moving in and out of traffic. So if you were to pick out that the accelerator was three-quarters depressed 2 seconds before the crash, well, maybe it was, but maybe it was depressed three-quarters for only a tenth of a second, and otherwise you're almost off the accelerator. So the data may be reliable, but it still has to be interpreted intelligently.
It raises natural questions about who owns this data. I imagine that this has turned into quite a legal thicket now.
Well, we're just getting started with the legal quagmire here. Up to now, it appears that the owner of the car owns the data because he owns the car, which includes the computer and everything in the computer. And in that regard, it's no different than you owning the information on a PC that sits in your home. But that's going to be tested, I suspect, in the next few years.
Right now, it appears, at least in the court cases, that the prosecutors usually get access to this data by way of warrant or court order. But some police departments, particularly those in California, have actually purchased downloading systems that allow them to directly retrieve this data. How exactly does that work, and are we likely to see more of this?
Well, modern cars all have a standardized electrical plug under the hood where such a downloading device could be plugged in. And that's exactly what the mechanics use when they need to diagnose your car as well. So in theory, a policeman could stop you on the road if he thinks you're speeding, ask you to open your hood, plug in his device, and say, according to this, 10 seconds ago you were traveling at 85 miles per hour, here's a ticket. And that's where we have to work out what the legal regulations are going to be that determine when this type of download is allowed and when it's not allowed.
The former head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration was very bullish on this technology and said it might at one point revolutionize the understanding of car crashes, and went so far as to even call for or say that it might be a good idea to create some sort of national database with this kind of information. Will this actually revolutionize our understanding, and would a database like that sort of smack of Big Brotherism?
It could revolutionize our understanding of crashes because right now, we don't really know what happens in a lot of crashes. Witnesses are not typically reliable. Accident reconstruction is much more of an art than a science. A lot of crashes are not even investigated very thoroughly at all. The question is getting access to this data without necessarily opening the Pandora's box to prosecuting anyone and everyone involved in every crash. That would be the challenge in this circumstance, and we're a long way from getting there right now.
Thank you, Chubba.
Anytime, Michelle.
Chubba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine.